All right. A few months ago, my next guest made his television debut on this program, and things have been going great for him ever since. So great, in fact, that he'll be working this weekend at Chip Flato's San Antonio Comedy Club. A very funny man. Please welcome comedian Bill Hicks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How many of y'all feel this is probably the peak of the party right here? Me too. I'm a comedian. I like my job. It's a good job. I like the hour. And it's a tough job, and I'm here to do it. I feel good about it. I can't do anything else. I have what's called a bad attitude. Got any bad attitudes out there? I'm also not a team player. Ooh. So my principal told me, Bill, I'm sorry, son, but you're just not a team player. Oh, there's a couple of sleepless nights I spent. What am I going to do with all these jerseys I bought? You know, I mean, I was born alone, not with an infield, right? So, yeah, I got a hostile attitude. I got from a hostile family. It's pretty rough. Kids would come up to me when I was younger going, my dad can beat up your dad. I'd go, when? Take the man out, you know? He's cutting the lawn Saturday. Pick him off then, why don't you? Well, he's got on that Bermuda jumpsuit he found somewhere in Oklahoma, I think. I don't know where he sends away for that. Yeah, I just got back from Oklahoma. I'm on my way to San Antonio. My career continues to wobble unevenly. Yeah, Oklahoma, that's a great place. Impression of Oklahoma. You like Oklahoma? Here's an impression for those who've never been before. That was inside the club I was playing, so... People in Oklahoma think the Marlboro Man is effeminate, okay? So, and the women make him look that way, so I was glad to get out of that place. It was strange. See signs by the road in Oklahoma, signs saying dirt for sale. Well, I'd like to get inside that guy's mind and look around for an hour. This guy sees opportunity at every glance, man. I don't know why he didn't open up an air dealership while he was at it. As long as you're selling the elements here. Thinking of starting your own planet? Come on down to Bo Jim's Land. I checked him out. He had a great rap. Came up to me and goes, I don't want to pressure you now, but we got a family of worms looking at this. They were here first. Yeah, I like Oklahoma. They got a lot of Southern evangelists down there, too. I like Southern evangelists. Real powerful dudes. See stuff on the TV guide on Sunday like Brother Dave heals the deaf. Show, closed captioned. How powerful is Brother Dave here? So we got out of there quick. Even though warnings beside the road saying speed limit is enforced by unmarked vehicles, we figured we were speeding in an unmarked vehicle. How are they going to know it's us? So I'm feeling pretty good. Been dating the same girl now for 7 years. Think I'm finally ready to pop the question. Why are we still seeing each other? It's gotten kind of ugly. She freaked out on me. She really freaked out. Calls me up in the middle of the night going, I don't know who I am. How did you know to call me? Some pretty heavy odds there. Tells me she's thinking about jumping in front of a bus and I'm not being very helpful. So I sent her a bus schedule. Yeah, look, honey, there's one every hour. Why do you tease me? I'm too old to pull your hair, right? I'm glad. I don't want to be that wrapped up in anyone. Look what it does to other guys. I was reading about Vincent Van Gogh. Whoa. Guy cut off his ear and sent it to this girl, man. Makes a dozen roses look like a booger, Jack. I mean... Wow. Hear his friends going, are you sure you love her, Vince? He's going, what? I think Vince likes this chick, man. So I don't know. I'm glad to be here. I would like to be a rock star. What a great job. I am a rock star. I'm just waiting to get my band together and learn how to play an instrument. I'm on the road, man. I'm watching Entertainment Tonight. They came out and announced Paul McCartney makes $10 million a month. That kind of puts our lives in perspective there. I'm watching that going, $10 million a month. This guy next to me goes, yeah, but taxes eat that up. Yeah, Paul's out there scrambling for rent right now, huh? Every time I think I'm partying too hard, I just keep in mind that Keith Richards is still alive. Breathe a sigh of relief, huh? Makes that pack of Marlboro a day look pretty mediocre compared to this guy's lifestyle, man. But he outlived Jim Fix, the runner and health nut. So, I'm stating facts, make your own connections there. I picture a nuclear war, two things are going to live, Keith and bugs. Where did everybody go? Saw a bright light, I thought we were on. Hey, folks, thank you. Have a spiffy.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Thank you very much, Bill. You're very funny. Come back anytime, sir. Nice to see you again. Also, my thanks to Chris Elliott, Diane Brill, and Seth Miranda from Ohio. Monday, Billy Crystal, Paul Young, and Paul Reiser. Have a good weekend, folks. Thank you very much. Good night.